Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtime with Rich Kimball. On this day, November 22nd, 2023, Gene Knight, whose 1971 hit, Mr. Big Stuff, spent 5 weeks at number one on the Billboard R&B chart and hit number two on the Hot 100, dies of natural causes at the age of 80. On this day in 2010, after just 1 week of availability on iTunes, the Beatles' music sold more than 450,000 albums and 2 million individual songs. On this day in 1988, Janet Ertel of the Cordettes dies of cancer at the age of 75. The group made the Billboard chart 9 times between 1954 and 1961 with songs such as Mr. Sandman that went to number one and Lollipop reaching number two. On this day in 1975, Barry Manilow's rendition of I Write the Songs enters the Billboard Top 40 on its way to number one. Although Manilow wrote many of his hits, this one was actually composed by Bruce Johnston of the Beach Boys. The record would go on to win a Grammy Award for Song of the Year and was nominated for Record of the Year in 1977. On this day in 1973, the Hollies complete their rendition of The Air That I Breathe at Abbey Road Studios in London. Initially recorded by Albert Hammond for his 1972 album It Never Rains in Southern California, the record goes to number six, marking the band's final top 10 hit in the U.S. On this day in 1965, 24-year-old Bob Dylan marries 26-year-old former Playboy bunny Sarah Lowndes under an oak tree on a judge's lawn in Mineola, Long Island. She was to be the inspiration for the songs Sarah and Sad-Eyed Lady of the Lowlands. Sarah would file for divorce in March 1977. And on this day, November 22, 1957, one of America's most successful duos appear on ABC TV's American Bandstand, where they perform a song which would climb to number 49 on the Billboard Top 100. Who are they, and what was the song they sang? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, November 22, 1957, the duo Tom and Jerry, both just 16 years old, appear on ABC TV's American Bandstand with Dick Clark, where they perform a song that would climb to number 49 on the Billboard Top 100. Here's Tom and Jerry, soon to be known as Simon and Garfunkel, and Hey Schoolgirl.
Ooh, Papa Lucha Bop, you're mine. Say, ooh, Papa Lucha Bop, you're mine. Hey, schoolgirl in the second row. The teacher's looking over, so I gotta whisper way down low. You say, ooh, Papa Lucha Bop, let's meet. Let's meet after school at 3.
bop-a-loo-cha-bye, you're mine. Ooh, bop-a-loo-cha-bye, you're mine.